Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That means praise the Lord. And all that is within me, praise his holy name. So we praise God with all that is inside us. All the time, you see, God is interested in the heart. He's interested in who we are when nobody's looking. What we really think, not just what we appear, maybe going to church, going out to meetings and gatherings of whatever, but it's what's in your heart, and it's with that that you praise God. Praise the Lord, O my soul, do not forget all his benefits. So it's easy to forget how much God has blessed us with, and lack of gratefulness, lack of gratitude is a really horrible part of human nature. We tend towards it. So don't forget all that he's done. Have the ability to analyze life positively, that God has given me this and that and the other, and look back in your life and remember all that he's done for you, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Well, the fact God has forgiven us, that is actually the number one blessing. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. You see how loving God is. His mercy is very tender. He's very sensitive to us. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I think this is looking forward to the kingdom. And I think the day when we are crowned with God's mercy is ultimately going to be in the kingdom when Jesus comes back. And then our youth will be renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Well, that is going to be ultimately in the day of judgment. That's the time when justice will be done. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always punish, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Because the wages of sin is death. But we sin, and yet we've not died. And even though we will die if Jesus doesn't come back, we who are in Christ, we who are in covenant with God, will be resurrected. This is all by his absolute grace, because we don't deserve to be alive. And if we understand that and get out of this worldly way of thinking that I've got rights and I'm this and I'm that and I'm a wonderful person and I don't do anything wrong, you start to realize that no, I have sinned and I deserve to die, then you will perceive God's grace. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. So I think there are times when God forgives you not simply because you repent, but because he just overlooks it and thinks, yep, that's them. They're so weak. He remembers that we are dust. And I think we have to reflect that in how we deal with others, not saying, well, if you repent, I'll forgive you. But if you don't repent, I shall not forgive you. In the same way as God not only forgives on the basis of repentance, but he also forgives on the basis of simply overlooking, because he recognizes the weakness of the human condition and human situations. And I think that's probably how he has to deal with most sin against him. Well, that's how we should be to others. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it is gone, and the place thereof will know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. So then, man is mortal and is only here for a very brief time. And that is one of the reasons why God overlooks human failure, because he realizes that we are so weak. And that is how we've got to look at those who sin against us, that they're only little human beings. They might appear strong and mighty, but they're actually just little weak humans. And we likewise need to forgive them on that basis. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. So God is king in heaven, and his kingdom is total there. And so we mustn't think that heaven is divided into sort of angels that support God and angels that support somebody called Satan or Lucifer. That's not the case. God is completely powerful and is in total control. Praise the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength and do his commandments, obeying the voice of his word. Praise the Lord, all his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Praise the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion, his kingship. Praise the Lord, O my soul. So then all the angels, all of them, they all do his commandments and are all obedient to the voice of his word. There's no battle going on up in heaven. There's no conflict. God is in 100% power. He's totally powerful. So we needn't fear bad angels, sinful angels going around rebelling against God. This is not at all what the Bible teaches. It's a great comfort to know that God is in complete control.